Does the district have a lot of land for, you know, I've got three middle schools, I've got five elementary schools. What's your land situation for that?
In short, no. We are looking for land, have been for about the last 4 years. We're limited within Spokane schools of how much, you know, open land there is actually available to build schools. We have secured one site on the northwest side of the district, and that is next to Joe Alvey Stadium. We have 20 acres there. We're actually working with the city as we speak at our interest in purchasing the old North Foothills site across from G Prep. It's currently used for their water district and their refuse district and so forth. There's a nice spot for the northeast side of town. And then we're looking on the South Hill for another piece. So we're at least trying to get at least three parcels of land that would be applicable for middle schools. And then we continue to search. If we're going to build five elementary schools, we're still on the hunt.
Okay, so just because I live over in that neck of the woods, where on the Alvey Stadium property, would you tear down the stadium or what?
Yeah, so Alvey, we now are taking ownership. We transferred that between the school district and the city. With Alvey, if we downsize it to an appropriate level for our uses, a 5,000 or 6,000 seat stadium instead of 30, then that allows us to use the extra land that has been designated for parking for a big event that you could use for a school.
So tell me about the outreach process that you were mentioning, this process that you've used three times. Tell me about it.
So we, for this committee, they wanted to hear input on their initial findings for these different configurations. And so we have scheduled six community forums at our middle schools throughout late April and early May. So that's one method that folks can come and give input. We've also have an online engagement called Thought Exchange, and this is allowing all parents, staff, and even community members. We have it right on our district website, even preschools. We advertised at preschools because those are the families that could be affected by change as their kids, you know, move through elementary school. And so we have just finished the first round of getting folks' thoughts. Big participation. Over 2,000 people have participated. And now everybody who is connected to our email get a chance to see what folks were thinking and actually kind of put stars or vote on thoughts that are similar to theirs. And so we'll get that results back by mid-May. Then the committee then will finalize their findings and present that to the school board as step one in this long-range plan. The next year is to take a look at different configurations. What does that do to school boundaries? So that'll be a study next year.
I imagine the school boundaries one is going to bring plenty of participation on that one, too.
I would assume so.
So are any early returns on what you're seeing yet, or have you?
We haven't. It's been early. We've had just two forums out of six and haven't got the results back from the Thought Exchange yet, but anxious to do that by the end of May.
So I have to imagine you're watching the legislature as well as they've gone into special session, and they're still trying to figure out how are we going to pay for what the Supreme Court. Do you anticipate any changes in any of that, or do you feel pretty confident going forward that you're going to need the three middle schools or the five elementary schools?
Pretty confident that is part of the basic ed law. The legislature has already funded probably 60% of our schools to that 17-to-1 level. What's missing and what our board has been also having as their legislative priority is it not only takes the staff, but we've also need some capital to build enough schools in that we don't think each local community should have to bear all the cost for building that many more school facilities through local bonds, and some districts aren't able to pass school bonds. We've been fortunate here in Spokane. The voters have been very supportive of facilities, but we're asking for the legislature to chip in a little on helping on facilities.
So is that 17-to-1 seen as something of an unfunded mandate then?
As far as facilities, yes.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. The revenue is coming to hire the staff, but if you don't have any room to put the staff, it's kind of an unfunded mandate.
Okay.
And it's really, you know, the way the legislature is currently funding the 17-to-1, it includes all the specialists. So, for example, your librarian, your music teacher, your art teacher, all of those who work with kids during the day are a part of the ratio. So parents can't walk into a class and say, hey, I count 20 kids. That's about right. 20 kids is about the right number for the homeroom, with the specialist being counted into the formula to get you down to 17.
I see. Yeah. And this is K through 3, right?
Kindergarten through third
grade.
Kindergarten
through third grade.
Right.
Okay. All right, so that's basically what I needed to ask. Anything that I missed that... I guess for the purposes of this that we need.
Yeah. There are some things that the committee has found no matter what configuration. First of all, there's no research educationally that says one grade configuration, kids will do better than another. Just too many variables, you know, that goes into that. One thing the research has found, though, is if a school system is not thoughtful about how they move kids and get them ready for the next level, like going from elementary school to middle school or from middle school to high school, that kids academically, their first year, their achievement actually will dip. So that's one thing that we're wanting to make sure that we are thoughtfully preparing kids for the next level, not just take a sixth grader, for example, and they've got one teacher, and the next year you throw them in with six different teachers, passing periods and all that. We've got to thoughtfully transition that both at the elementary level and also how you work with kids at the middle, so it's not such a big shock to the system and difficult for kids to manage.